Welcome back to the Racing Rundown on Sports Fan Radio 1330 and SportsFanRockford.com.
One final time here, the Racing Rundown for the 2019 season. It's Sports Fan Radio 1330. Jackson alongside Thomas Gomez talking about all things Homestead. We've moved through that topic. One of the most disappointing races of the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one. Like, I don't want to come on here and be negative.
No. You're not the only one. Nope. Okay. I felt the same way.
All right. I feel better about that. I don't want to be the negative guy.
All right. We'll both be Debbie Downers today.
There are a few things to be negative about. We could just get this out of the way with some of the news and the notes that have happened over the course of the last week since you and I have had a chance to sit down and talk.
Yeah.
Daniel Suarez, out of the 41.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I saw this coming, but when I saw it, I'm still like, oh, okay. Like, I was expecting it, but I wasn't expecting it. Does that make any sense?
It was concerning because there was no talk of an extension by the time the last race of the year happened. And I felt like the last 2 years, like Keselowski and Penske came to an agreement relatively early, much earlier than this. So I'm like, what's going on with Stuart Haas over there? What's going on with 41? Because Suarez was just knocked out of Gibbs in the 19 car when Truex came by.
Yep.
And you're going to knock him out in his first year for Stuart Haas? I feel like he's a talented driver.
He is.
Word is he overdrives once in a while.
So?
But Ford was so far behind Toyota this year that how do we really judge Daniel Suarez finishing in, what, 17th or 18th place this year? Mm-hmm. Just missed the playoffs. He was in it. I just think that there needs to be some continuity for this guy.
Yeah, it's a sucky position for him to be in. And I saw somewhere, I think Tony Stewart's one that said the 41 is Gene Haas's car.
Yeah.
So he got to make that decision versus Tony Stewart has the other three. So Tony would have liked to see him stick around, but it's not his decision at the end of the day, which sucks because, I mean, Kurt Busch was just kicked out of that, right? So it's almost like
2 years in a row, yeah.
They're just kind of rotating drivers through that car.
It's a carousel.
Yeah.
It really is. And Stewart made a case for Suarez from what it sounds like. Suarez had a lot of his sponsorships already renewed for next year. He was ready to go. He just said, I was 95% sure I was coming back and I just wanted to sign the dotted line. I figured we were going to come to that agreement. But instead, the person who's going to be jumping into the 41 next year, Cole Custer.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, I don't know. It's a bit like the DiBenedetto situation to me.
Yeah. He doesn't deserve to not be in the Cup Series, but so we need to find him a ride.
Yeah, you're going to bring in this hotshot new guy from Xfinity who's doing well, but you know Suarez also talented. So at what point, you know, what's everybody doing here? You know, it's the problem that Cutler had in Chicago. One of them is that he had too many offensive coordinators, so it was a new playbook he had to learn every single year. And for Suarez, it's a new team that he has to deal with, a new crew chief, new terminology, new equipment, and maybe a different manufacturer. Yeah. These are huge.
They're huge things.
So I'm hoping well for Daniel Suarez. I don't know what's going to happen with him. I mean, any guesses on where he winds up?
I don't even
know what's available right now.
Yeah, there's only, I think, one or two cars that have an opening right now. David Reagan just stepped down. I think there was one other one, too. I have it right here.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt Tift.
Oh, that's
true. He's not going to be returning next year for health reasons.
Did we talk about that last week?
I think maybe.
I don't know if we did or not.
It was so long ago, Jackson.
There's been a lot that's happened since, but Matt Tift also not returning. He is a guy who has joined us this year on the show. Extremely nice guy and had a brain tumor a couple years ago. If you don't know the story of Matt Tift, it's in our archives on sportsfanrockford.com. He's someone who is a huge advocate for the brain tumor awareness, the health, the mental health, the whole aspect of the most important part of your, you know, your being. So he had some scary instances happen. Apparently there was, and I don't know what the medical diagnosis was, but things were not good about 2 weeks ago for him. So they ended up having to take him out. They brought him to a hospital. He was okay. He's back home. He's not going to race next year.
Yeah. Just to be on the safe side, you know, figure out what's going on before he steps back into a car.
Exactly. And so we'll see if Suarez goes there or if he dives back into Xfinity. At this point, I would almost maybe dive back into Xfinity if I'm Daniel Suarez.
That's right. What I think is going to happen, honestly. I think he's going to go back to Xfinity for a couple of years and then return to Cup.
Sucks, man. He's one of the talented ones.
He is.
Also something that sucks if you are a fan of the 48, Jimmy Johnson plans to step away from full-time racing after 2020. Now, I haven't gotten your reaction on this. I've been meaning to kind of hold this one close to the vest, not have the conversation with you personally, Thomas, because I was just wondering, you got me on that whole theory with Jimmy Johnson and maybe some of the post NASCAR plans that he may have. So were you surprised by the Jimmy Johnson news? I'll start there.
Yes and no. I was surprised that it was this soon. I thought he'd go a couple more years, but my gut reaction was called it, you know, cause I had a feeling this was going to happen when Ally re-signed as a sponsor. He said, that's great for Hendrick. He didn't say it was great for his team.
That's when you knew it was fishy. Uh-huh. We had a long form discussion on that episode. I guess we'll call it an episode of Racing Rundown. It's in our archives. Once again, as soon as the Ally thing happened, you were onto that.
Mm-hmm.
You were onto that. I give you a lot of credit because I wasn't really paying attention to this until you made this excellent point about it. So in your opinion, what happens next for Johnson? How does the next season go and where can you see him winding up?
You mean like in the standings for 2020?
I'm just saying, you know, next year, Jimmy Johnson's going to be done with his contract at Hendrick. There's going to be some talk about what's going to happen in his future because you were thinking that he's not done with racing.
Yeah, no, I think he's going to be buddy-buddy with Roger Penske, and he's going to step into an IndyCar. He's made comments about wanting to run IndyCar full-time at some point in his career, and right now he's in his early 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And in the racing community, that's considered old, I guess, at this point. Because, you know, a lot of drivers are retiring around their late 40s.
In this era, yeah.
Late 30s, early 40s.
In this era, definitely. I mean, back in the day, it was 49. I mean, Earnhardt died at 49, but there were people driving in their 50s and 60s. Morgan Shepherd was still, you know, running some laps earlier this year, but you're right.
Yeah, so I think he steps into an IndyCar. I really do.
That would be weird.
It would be, but hey, it might draw fans. I'd be interested to see how he does.
That's true. And Indy is on its way up, so maybe Jimmy Johnson seeing some of the things that are going on and Penske taking over is only going to boost that. So I subscribe to your theory here. I think it's fascinating because he only said that he was planning to step away from full-time NASCAR racing in 2020.
And I thought that was also kind of fishy that they put in the words full-time. So that kind of makes me think, is he coming back part-time in 2021, 22, whatever, moving forward? Because they specifically said full-time. Otherwise, they would just say he's retiring, he's done.
Did they say retiring for Earnhardt Jr.?
Retiring, yep. Jeff Gordon retiring.
Tony Stewart retiring.
I don't remember the full-time words or phrase being with retirement when those headlines broke.
Carl Edwards announced his retirement.
That was unexpected retirement.
I feel like there was someone that left this last year where they said they were going to step away from doing it full-time. Kenseth?
It wasn't
his decision. Or Kenseth's just done now.
Uh-huh.
And Kenseth was forced out.
David Reagan stepped in. Paul Menard.
Yes. So that's one. I thought there was one last year too. And I don't know. I could be wrong, but you're right about Gordon. Gordon actually stepped back into a car.
Mm-hmm.
And so is Earnhardt Jr. in Xfinity, but Gordon actually stepped back in a car, even though he said he was retired. So maybe I'm getting that all mixed up. I don't know if Jimmy Johnson's ever going to race in a NASCAR Cup Series again. I don't know if he's ever going to really want to. He's done it all.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we'll see him in a broadcasting role. A lot of former drivers and crew chiefs are now, you know, in the booth.
At the very least, a correspondent if he wants to do that. But I think that the guy's made enough money right now to where he could do whatever the hell he wants.
Just go home and sit if he wants.
He really could, you know. Even some of those guys, like McMurray has made so much money just accumulating all those race checks throughout the years. I can imagine the guy's living pretty well, you know. So we'll see what happens with Jimmy Johnson. But like the more he starts to kind of be on his way out, the more I appreciate his full body of work.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a band for me. If they break up, I'm more inclined to listen to them if I didn't like them while they were together.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, kind of.
Someone, God forbid, someone dies and they were never really on my radar when they were around, I'll go back and listen. Mac Miller is a good example of this. Like, I listened to like a ton after he died about a year and a half ago. And I'm like, you know what, dude, he was pretty good. I didn't know this. I wish I would have appreciated him more.
When they were alive, yeah.
Yeah. Bowie, same thing. Was never really too into David Bowie, but. And now it's Jimmy Johnson. You knew all the success, but I was bored by it.
Mm-hmm.
It pushed me away from NASCAR. And now I should have appreciated it a little bit more. So my question for you, and this will kind of kick off our long form discussion on what happens next. Your opinion, gut feeling. Has Jimmy Johnson won his final cup race?
No. I feel like he's going to come back next year and at least win one. If anything, he's going to find his way to victory lane at least once next year. He's not done. I mean, their tagline for next year for the 48 team is chasing eight, right?
Well, it was this year and last year too, wasn't it?
Yep. But this is his final chance to, you know, earn that eighth championship. So I think he figures it out and I think he does it.
I'm with you. Chevy's got a long way to go, and we know this. The only real competitive driver outside of Bowman for a few weeks there was Chase Elliott out of that squad.
Mm-hmm.
Larson and Kurt Busch hung around in the teens. Well, Larson pointed his way up into the top 10, but Chevy's got a little ways to go. If yeah. Chevy can catch up to Toyota, I think Jimmy Johnson's got a solid chance to win a race. I don't think that he's won his final one, but if it gets to late July, if it gets to August on the schedule and he hasn't got one yet, I think it's over.
It's over. Yeah.
I think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Because gradually, as I've started paying attention to your theory and subscribing to your theory midway through this year, I've noticed a little bit more of him feeling a bit that he just appears publicly withdrawn.
He's just done.
He's done it all.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I respect the hell out of it. So he's going to honor his final year in his contract, and then we'll see exactly where he goes. A couple other questions. I've got a dozen of them for you, and feel free if you have any that you want to jump in with, Thomas. But
all right, hit me with them.
When it comes to 2019, who's the driver that surprised you the most?
Alex Bowman. I really liked him this year. He was someone I feel like was kind of in the backseat.
Mm-hmm.
In prior years, this year, I feel like he really stepped it up. He was running up front in Kansas. He won at Chicagoland. You know, we've gotten to see a lot more of him and a lot more of his personality because he's been doing so great.
That's a great call.
He's the one that surprised me the most.
I wasn't even thinking about him.
Who surprised you the most?
Those consecutive second place finishes that he had in the middle of the year where he was pissed that he didn't get first. And when he finally won one, he wasn't going to let Kyle Larson take it away from him.
Nope.
And it was impressive. It was awesome to see that. For me, the first person that came to my mind was Matt DiBenedetto. Like, I've become a fan of his this year. It was awesome watching his sort of ascension, him leading that late into the Bristol race before it was just taken away from him there by a very remorseful Denny Hamlin. Mm-hmm. But Matt DiBenedetto to me this year was amazing, dude. And I can't wait to see what happens for him next. I'm also going to give just an honorable mention to Chris Buescher.
Oh, yeah.
Because at Dover, he was running top five. There were a few races there where he was top 10. He had himself a nice little streak going there with, I think, 7 top 10s in 14 races or something. And for that team, you don't see that too often.
Exactly.
So that's somebody who surprised me. That's somebody who surprised you. Who's someone who disappointed you this year?
Honestly, it's going to be Jimmy Johnson. I was expecting more from him. I was rooting for him, especially they're getting closer to the playoffs. I'm like, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. They switch crew chiefs. I'm like, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. And it just never happened for him. So I feel like that was kind of depressing to me, but I don't know. Your thoughts?
I thought he would make the playoffs. So that was disappointing because he wasn't even a factor on that last race either.
Mm-hmm.
He's just so far behind. So you hope for better next year. We did our pick three going into every race this year. We just wanted to give you a few drivers just to pay attention to. We did the research. We did all of our homework.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept on repeatedly picking Eric Almirola at the very beginning because I thought he was going to be a breakout.
Uh-huh.
This was not that this year. A couple of Stewart Haas cars, actually, most disappointing. Eric Almirola was one. Clint Bowyer was another. What the hell?
Uh-huh.
After such a cool 2018 season, what was this? Right. Dude, get better than that. Like, come on. Like, he was just getting angry and, like, running into people all year long. It's like, dude, you're better than this, man. You were just so much better the year prior.
Yeah. I will say, though, about Clint Bowyer, I love seeing him out of the car, in the grandstands, talking to fans. You could always expect something weird to come out of his mouth.
Yeah.
And it was fun to see him on the other side of the track.
He's got a great personality. There's a NBC Sports Network show where they take you behind the scenes. They take you into the life of a driver. There's a couple of them.
Racing Roots.
Yeah, NASCAR Roots or Racing Roots. Yes, that's it. And Bowyer's is awesome because he just like owns this one shop in the middle of this like desolate Kansas town where there's like nothing really going on. And he's just, oh, hey, Clint.
Yep.
And everybody knows him. And that's his life, dude. That's awesome to me.
That is pretty cool.
I think that's on demand on a lot of cable providers, or on demand if you are a cord cutter. Check that out at some point in the off season if you're just missing racing as the snow is falling outside. Couple of more questions here that we'll get to before we take it to break. There is talk recently that NASCAR is pushing for a different short track package. Right now, they still have the tapered spacer thing, and they're going with higher horsepower in the short tracks for some reason. It's not really working out all that well. It's kind of messing up places like Phoenix a little bit, and fans are getting a little frustrated. So do you think that NASCAR has enough time to get this done? Do you think that we'll see a different package for the short tracks going into 2020?
No, there's not enough time going into 2020 to get this figured out. Going into 2021 though, when they have the new car, there's a lot more possibilities and opportunities to make something happen.
Agreed wholeheartedly. It's nice to talk about it now. It's almost like you get that news out there to not so much let the fans hope for something to happen right now, but to let them know that you care.
Right.
And you understand.
You're working on it.
You're acknowledging a concern that has happened.
Mm-hmm.
We want the races to be better too. So we're throwing out an idea and we're going to try to get this done as soon as possible. Maybe 2020, who knows? I think it's brilliant. It's a great move on their part.
NASCAR also has to consider though, us fans, we want to see better short track race, better racing in overall, right?
Absolutely.
But the drivers are having a hard time with this package. They don't like it.
They hate it.
Yep. So us liking it, you know, especially on restarts, and them hating it, NASCAR has to find a balance between that too.
Isn't it strange?
It's a hard balance to figure out.
It really is. And isn't it strange that the guy that was most vocal about the package was the one that ended up winning the championship?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, the first words out of my mouth when, besides, you know, could he be any happier when he won? I'm like, oh yeah, this package sucked, huh?
It worked out for him.
Exactly.
Thomas, what was the best race of 2019?
Can I say the All-Star race?
Yeah.
I loved seeing Larson win his way into the All-Star and then win the All-Star race. I feel like that is just something that has not happened in a long time.
That was a cool story.
Recent history. That was just so cool to see.
That was a cool story. Absolutely. And now he doesn't have to go through the process of trying to win his way in going forward. He is going to be part of it, at least for the next 2 years. Partially Larson, my favorite one, one of my favorite ones, to be honest, was after the rain delay at Chicagoland.
Oh, yeah. That was a good race.
One, because we took a bus out there, and after the torrential downpours and destruction that some of these, like, canopies and umbrella things outside these posts were going through, like the trucks in the parking lot, it was crazy. We were all trying to hide from these underneath the stands from the water that was just dumping in. After that was done, dude, the race was good. The very end of it, when I thought Larson was going to finally get the Chicago comeback and win, Alex Bowman didn't let that happen. He came back after being passed and he said, you know what, screw you. And he ended up winning that race. I was disappointed, really disappointed at that time. Because like you, I'm a Larson fan.
Mm-hmm.
But in hindsight, it was a cool story for Bowman winning his first race there.
Yeah, it was really cool. So happy to see him finally be able to do that.
Talladega's ending too was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Just everybody wrecking and then, you know, just such a short distance between. It was just like a foot difference in between the winner there. So it was awesome seeing those. A couple of really good races in 2019. I've got questions over the offseason for you.
Okay.
I want to find out something about Jimmy Johnson in 2021. I'm going to ask you about which one of the big three will not make the championship four next year. It's been two consecutive years that those guys have been in there. And if that's too many numbers, I'll explain it in a little bit more detail coming up. Along with Thomas Gomez, I'm Jackson. It's the Racing Rundown on Sports Fan Radio 1330.
We'll take two tires and a splash of fuel. It's the Racing Rundown on Sports Fan Radio 1330.